So one note that I wanted to bring up to you guys, and I just want to say ahead of time that I'm a bit hesitant to do this. It could potentially harm some relationships, as it frankly already has in one of my group chats. But I woke up to this on Sunday morning. Now, as was referenced in the Hang Zone opening segment today, I do play on a flag football team, and the teammates I have are a lot younger than I am. I'm about to be 38, and they are all in their mid-20s. I don't belong there. I've never been that athletic. It was just a happenstance luck situation. However, that happenstance and luck has never led me to getting eliminated pretty early in the postseason like Blake's team. So,
ooh,
it's something to remember. So I'm on this group chat, and I'm just going to scroll back here because this has been really, really... Okay, here we go. Quote, we're playing a card game, and we had to look up how many times does the average adult male get H per day? Meaning equipped. You know, prepared for sex.
What? How does this have anything to do with a card game? Or
I think it's probably one of these like...
Oh, like Trivial Pursuit type?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You're asking?
Yeah.
The average male gets... receive pleasure?
No.
Because you said get H. And I'm looking for that word.
The opposite of soft.
Oh, okay. Blood rushing to a certain area.
Yeah.
Okay, so this has... Does this have to do with leading to sex? Or does it just have to do with you're in the elevator and...
I think the latter.
Okay.
I think it's just how many times
per day. It's not horny. It's...
No.
Okay, because...
Not that age. Sometimes you get an RB, you know?
Because I...
A little rando.
I always used to think all men, and you always think you are all men, would just... Whenever they met any woman, would be instantly analyzing... the whole situation on whether you would want to, whether she would want to, could this happen, will it happen?
I don't know that he said this in a long time, but I once remembered Junior Miller saying that when you meet a woman within 15 seconds, you've gone through four positions.
That's good. But
and
certainly,
I think he's...
you do evaluate, even if it's no way,
yeah.
you have... Thrown it out there to
right.
Maybe, you know, is there a chance?
Yeah.
Or here's another one. You're in a room and you're like, all right, which is the, who is the prize that shall go home with me tonight? If indeed that was the case.
Yeah, for you, it was whenever you would fly in a plane as a child, right?
Well, that was a different thing. But yeah, it was trying to pick out a. If the plane starts, it was before I had ever had relations, and it was,
right.
If the plane is going down, is there a another 13-year-old, I was 13,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I can say this, when I was 13, yeah. Is there someone else in my situation that would want to, because all I thought about was sex.
Yeah.
Sex, it's going to be great, I think it's going to be great, how's it going to feel, what's it like, how do you do it, and yes, then it was... Would someone have sex with me real quick? Or if nuclear bombs were heading our way, this is the mid-80s when I was growing up.
Right.
That was a big scare. Like, we could have nuclear bombs the next day. And if indeed there was a nuclear bomb on its way, would the girl across the street
neighbor
from
me, girl, yeah.
Would she have sex with me? Because certainly she hasn't either, has she? Like, this is how much I knew no one wanted to have sex with me.
Yeah. You had to find apocalyptic scenarios.
Right. We're all about to die, will you now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I learned that alcohol can be the same.
That's right.
Aphrodisiac.
That's right. So, well, for me, at 13, I was just, doing it.
Yeah, that's the difference between us.
Yeah.
You're Jake.
So the text thread continues. We looked it up. The average for an adult male, 11.
11 times a day.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've aged out of that for sure.
And so this certainly set off quite the string of replies. Not a shot in hell. I'm hitting double digits.
True.
This guy said 18. This guy says about 10.
Okay, give or take.
So I then screenshotted that and sent it to a different text thread of guys who are closer to my age. And this just really, it really changed things because the entire day yesterday, I was being notified every time.
With different opinions?
No, with...
Oh, like when they...
Account.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It just happened?
Yeah. Hey, trending dub didge today, a friend of mine said. And I said, damn it. I should not have started this.
Yeah, you don't
and
want...
someone else said, he's on 10 watch.
We actually don't want to know when.
No.
Like, hey, my buddy is...
He's there.
My buddy is engorged right now.
And my point was, I think if you include...
Cool, let me think about that.
Right. I think my point was, if you include the overnight shift...
Yeah, you just...
That's a lot. Right?
You mean the wake up with?
No, I mean the morning that counts.
The morning dub.
But I'm more talking about things that occur when you're asleep overnight that you're not even aware of.
Because they say it when you're asleep, you're kind of going up and down, right?
What do you mean, super horny?
Well, you're inflating and deflating.
Really? They say that?
That's what they've told me.
Okay, who are they?
9 out of 10 dentists.
Yeah. I have never heard that.
I've not specifically heard that either, but he sounds very confident.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, it's everybody knows. It's
yeah,
it's up and down all night.
Yeah.
That's your defense.
But if you add that in, I was just going to kind of try to gloss over that. If you add that in, I think that probably plays.
Well, there's no way to know unless you have one of those sleep trackers right on that.
Right.
Can you put your Apple Watch on your junk? And will it track?
I'm going to start a Twitter poll.
Activity.
All right, this says, since there are several sleep cycles per night, men can have as many as 5 elections per night, and these can last up to 20 to 30 minutes. But it's very dependent on sleep quality, so they may not occur daily.
Yeah, and I think if you take 5 right there off the table and then
see,
you're
just
up
guessing.
For, on average, 17 hours.
No one knows what happens when you go to sleep.
What?
Just saying, how do they know that?
They can monitor.
Again.
Yeah, someone must have been studied at some point, right? It had to have happened. I mean, for example, you brought up the one when you wake up. Do you think that's the first one since you went to sleep? A reasonable man would say no.
Or you keep it for the whole 8 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. No, that's only
There's
logical.
Probably a lot going on.
I mean, certainly you have dreams. You ever wake up from a dream right when you're about to...
No, I don't. I'm old.
Oh.
I mean, it's happened before.
Yeah.
You know, not...
No, I don't mean any mission.
Not often. Yeah.
The old nocturnal emission. Boy, I remember learning about that when I was a kid. Like, oh, really?
What's
on the way, huh?
You were excited about that?
Well, no, I think I was looking out for it, though.
Oh, okay.
And then it did occur, and you're like, oh, wow, it's okay. I guess it's similar to what I read.
Yeah.
That pretty similar
much summed
to that
it up.
Judy Blume
reading?
Book I read. Did you have Judy Blume book, Blake?
Well, I think Blake is reading one now. Actually,
yeah.
I'm saying everybody's era, I think, has their own teen coming of age books. No,
we had TV and internet.
Okay, you didn't need that.
Yeah. No,
you had like a whole pamphlet.
Yeah,
yeah. We had to read fiction, like
use your mind a little bit.
Right. It was a better day.
But So the whole day just went sideways because
based on a text thread about wieners.
Yeah, and I
and it's,
again, I
and
asked,
now it continues.
I asked the fellas, you know, like, what about you guys? Or I think I even positioned it as like, hey, this is crazy. What do you guys think about how crazy this is? And they were all immediately like, I'm at three today. I'm like, I didn't need to know that at all. And then
and then you'd be alerted
throughout the day. Yeah.
Oh, look, Steve right now is
he's
is
on
standing
pace.
At attention.
He's on half mast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's part of.
That's our poll question of the day on thehangzone.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it depends how you spell that.
You're brilliant.
Hey, thanks, bruv. So you actually set off quite an internet post-show journey for me because you were bringing up erections yesterday.
Yes.
Something men are dealing with more and more on a daily basis.
Or, in my case, I would say less and less.
Yeah, okay, but, yeah. But apparently there's a lot of people where it's... Your thing was that the average man has 11 unique erections per day.
Yes.
Unique.
Radio
yeah,
man.
Unique.
Well, it's like,
so unique.
You know, hits on your side or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And yes, I think I'm way lower. I consciously tried to count yesterday, and I didn't fill up one hand. As far as counting fingers, that is. Not. I also, you know,
so
never mind.
Speak.
So, after the show, there was plenty of follow-up on that as
yeah.
far as it caught fire on internet. We will be dealing with that sometime after the 1:30 news. We don't
probably
have a time nailed down.
1:55.
But maybe it'll be that. But yeah, that took all sorts of twists and turns. I think there are dudes out there going with 24 a day. And then, you know, when you talk about the average, if I have two and then another guy has 22, then the middle is, right, 11 or something.
Next year's Picks with Friends loser should have to do that every day.
Track?
24.
Track or...
So you got to work it up if
yes.
you don't have...
You know how exhausting that would be?
Well, that's just working it up. It's not like finishing the
random
deal.
Occurrence. Yeah, for sure.
I think I could do that, maybe. I don't know.
Kind of
you get so
it.
Tired. You get so tired of doing that.
You're fine at that point.
But
for me, the big problem is, like, I have friends that I'm like, oh, what are you doing right now? And then he's like, I'll call you in a minute. And I'm like, this guy's probably H, you know?
Probably sporting it.
Yeah. He's already said he's a 12, 13 a day guy. So,
yeah. I now mean, you know.
Yeah. On
yeah,
schedule.
That was really the focus of your thing, I think, was your text thread was your buddies telling you when they are engorged. And it's just not something we need to hear from our guys, our friends.
Do you ever actually look at it and think engorged?
No, but I like the word and we can't say some of the other words, right?
Fair.
And it's a fun word.
Fair.
But no, I've never said that's...
A unique engorgement.
Wow. No.
Like, she has never looked at it and said, wow, that's... She's
engorged.
Like, is it...
yeah.
Are we... Oh, okay. No, that's...
Yeah.
It happens to all of us. I'm like, no, it's not I'm fully aroused. I'm not... You're thinking I'm not. It's... Anyway.
My wife is out of town right now.
Okay.
And there's been some talk of what if we were to engage in some measure of phone sex?
Okay.
And I'm like, I just don't think there's
any
chance.
Yeah, do we want to do it
here? Yeah, call her. I just don't think there's any chance that anything I have to offer.
How about in the world of Zoom?
Or even FaceTime, right?
Yeah, that'd be
very easy.
A lot easier, yeah.
Yeah. I just...
But the Zoom I have an account that'll last more than a half hour. I need a long
29
time.
29 minutes? Yeah.
Yeah.
About 3 hours?
I need longer than a half hour.
I just don't think anything I'm bringing over the phone is that appealing.
What if we had a sex line and you called, you could ask for Dan or Jake and then It's just recorded. Because as a young man.
Yeah.
Really? How much did you pay?
I'm in an era where the 900 number.
I'm in his era.
You've called a 900 number?
For sure.
So I've definitely had excitement because of a recorded message.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes this was my trick because, you know, back then you go all whatever. You're getting 24 of them a day. Even before paying anything.
Yeah.
Just the voices
the
that are leading. Yeah, the menu.
And they would put like music, right?
Soft music.
Oh, yeah, the porn music.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
She's like, yeah.
Setting the mood.
60 seconds right here.
Right. For,
will work.
And then they'd label, you know, the different, just press saying three. What could be at behind door three.
Yeah.
Was enough.
Very good.
To. Yeah,
very good.
But.
The commercials are still good. They're still running those.
I never really see those. The ladies laying on the bed, like, call me.
Yeah.
Really hot chicks.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm waiting to hear from you.
Right. Ty's seen it.
Oh, boy, have I seen it.
But, yeah, I've called.
We've all called.
And I've done the live, too. The live was weird.
You've actually paid?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I've gotten to the point of paying, and it's really a bad bit because it's kind of like, I don't remember the exact figures, but it's a lot up front. And then it's like, oh, it's only $2 a minute after that. But then it was like $25 to start.
Dang. Right.
And
did you just have a normal conversation, or did you ask her if she wanted to talk dirty or what?
So,
hi. So, Neil Heaton.
Did you talk Indians baseball?
Or
Snyder.
Added a new pitch or...
She's like, what are you wearing? I'm like, khakis and, you know.
None of it matches.
Shorts.
Yeah, it's a hat and what are you wearing? And then she'd be like, And then she's trying to really elongate the conversation.
Right.
I'm like, can we get to it? I'm already, well, wait, let me learn something about you. And then it didn't matter because then, and has any one of those ladies ever had a guy say, all right, goodbye? Because I just hang up in shame once it's over. I'm not like, oh, thank you.
I'm sure.
It's all over on this end. Thanks a lot. Really great to talk to you, Amber.
Are you saying, is there like a kind goodbye?
Yeah. Is there ever, has any one of those ladies ever gotten anything but just a dial tone in the middle of her spiel?
There's some nice people out there. I'm sure.
I'm with Dan on this one. Yeah, I think that's...
Have a blessed day.
Yeah.
Because as I'm, rounding third, heading for home, as I dive into home plate and cross the plate and the umpire signals safe, then all of a sudden I feel horrible. I'm disgusted at myself. I'm $27 lighter in the pocket, and I hang up, and I hope that...
No one ever
finds out about this. And then I say, you know what? Maybe 20 years from now, I'll talk about this on the radio. Because that's not me.
I'm telling a story about someone else.
Whoever you were 20 years ago is absolutely not you, right?
I don't think, just in general, like anybody's horny self is themselves.
I am horny on Twitter.
Except for possibly that guy.
Because you're thinking with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, once it's over, you're like, oh, okay, now I'm a normal...
I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, I'm back to being a...
Yeah, the clarity.
...respected member of society right now.
Yeah.
Who was I 5 minutes ago? This raging...
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Like, eyes are bulging.
I don't know that anybody is having their eyes
breathing.
What are you, the Incredible Hulk?
I don't know, man. Anyway. Tweet... For today on Twitter, so we've had a global pandemic, the rise of fascism, and a Titanic disaster. Why not throw in a Russian revolution to complete the early 20th century historical rerun?
Okay, yeah.
Seemed cool. Yeah. But the focus for today...
Can we make it where women can't vote again?
Yay!
We can do anything if you dream.
Your mind got lost a little bit there.
Dream.
Where you're like, oh.
Dream, Jake. Anything you put your mind to,
yeah.
You could do, even be a female referee in the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. That's right, yeah. But not the NBA Finals.
But I think somewhat related to the sub-story, obviously extremely related, is the stepson of one of these submarine billionaires who went down to look at the Titanic. Mm-hmm. It is interesting, just even to think. Let's say you knew you wouldn't, there's no chance of death. Do you want to go sit in this thing for 12 hours to go then you're looking at the Titanic?
Well, I mean, I think I'm probably on the very far end of the bell curve here of claustrophobia.
Okay.
So I don't know if you should ask me, but right. No.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
don't like getting on planes.
Just, you know, 12 hours sitting there and doing anything.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been on a plane for a lot more than that, and I don't like it. I don't like being confined. I don't like feeling like my, you know, freedom of movement is so restricted that if I just wanted to get up and walk 10 steps, I couldn't. So no, you would have to pay me a lot more than they were paying the company to get me to do this. A lot more.
Let's see. So Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Is the stepson. He says, he put out a tweet on June 19th. My stepdad, Hamish Harding, is on this sub. Thoughts and prayers.
That's a nice note.
Yeah, so I guess people probably took note of him and now started following him. Like, hey, poor Brian. Must be so sad with his stepdad on that sub. June 19th.
Yeah.
Juneteenth, Jake.
Thumbs up.
June 21st, so 2 days passed. And there's a picture of Brian. Seemingly it's some kind of a outdoor event. And it says, he tweets, it might be distasteful being here, but my family would want me to be at the Blink 182 show, as it's my favorite band and music helps me in difficult times. Exclamation point.
Yeah. Yeah. So
odd play there. Just to publicize, like, why wouldn't you just be there and just go through your difficult times? But then to say, hey, I got all these new followers since I was talking about my dad.
And I
got to
let them know. And I just want to say this. Blink 182 is also my favorite band, really, if it all boiled down to it. However, they are easily the funniest band for someone to tweet about going to go see while their dad was imploding in the Mariana Trench. Like,
yeah, if Chappie was in this submersible, would you go to the Blink 182 concert?
It is a Mad Lib of a band to put in. Like, if the guy said, I went to go see the Rolling Stones, that's not near as funny.
Yeah. Well, okay, I think that might have been June 20th. So June 19th, give us your thoughts and prayers. My dad's on this thing. June 20th, I'm at the Blink 182 show.
I mean, even you just saying it is.
Don't be critical here. It's my favorite. I mean, come on. They right. would want, it says here, my family would want me to be here.
Yeah, and this is not with Skibba, right?
How Ham? About my family, I mean, does want me? They're not dead.
Tom is back. You know, that's a huge deal. Back.
The next day, 9:35 a.m.
Okay.
He sends a message, you know, out on the Twitter to remind everybody to, hey, keep our family in your thoughts and prayers, because things weren't looking good by June 21st.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's 9:35 a.m. We fast forward. I'm doing math. 27 minutes at 10:02 a.m.
He said, I'm going for a walk.
He actually, so some lady on Twitter who shows a lot of skin and most of the skin she has, some of it was covered up by very small amounts of whatever, clothing. A lot of bottom is showing too in this one. She's taking a shot like in the mirror type thing.
The booty.
she is growing her brand, and she tweets out that picture with the caption, "Can I sit on you?"
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So this is a half hour after his thoughts and prayers tweet. He responded, "Yes, please."
So he, at that time, was experiencing one of his 11 per day, is what we're learning.
But, Dan, you saw that an hour later, after his tweet of "Yes, please," he sent another one to the OnlyFans model saying, "Please keep my family in your prayers."
To her, huh?
Yes, to her.
Okay, that's about all I have, but Jake says he said the I do love people that are saying, you know, just comments about him. Here's one. Absolutely love that the Blink 182 submarine stepson, so that's who he is now.
Yeah. What else could he be?
He has gone on to Instagram to say he can't look for his dad in the ocean because he only has $100 and a, quote, legal situation that prevents him from getting on a plane.
Yeah, so I think we quickly learned that he had perhaps, at least online, threatened some female DJs and maybe had a restraining order.
It says here, finding out the Blink 182 submarine stepson was jailed for making death threats to various female rave DJs.
Yeah.
I'm about at the limit of information I can take on this news story.
So, Cardi B, who will weigh in on a social issue on you every now and then, she criticized him for going to the Blink 182 concert. I have to figure in my mind that's just because she didn't understand the context, which was, again, Tom is back. So, we've waited a long time for this, right? Ham, did you ever think it was going to happen?
No, Mark had cancer, too.
I didn't think it was going to happen. I thought Mark would be dead and Tom is doing the alien thing. I didn't think he'd be back. So Cardi, again, blind spot, she was criticizing the sub-son for posting about going to the concert. And he replied to a post about that where he just wrote out the N-word.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like calling someone that or it doesn't really matter?
It definitely doesn't, but I think he said it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is he not only said it, he then had a follow-up tweet where he said, "I can say that."
Oh.
Yeah, and he had some logic or reasoning. For why he can, in fact, say it. So,
I mean, anyone can say anything.
Yeah.
And if you are a billionaire stepson, so getting canceled is kind of getting canceled from public life. And
which
maybe
didn't exist
even,
before.
Maybe even earning a living. What is... He's probably fine with that.
I think so. Yeah.
Would you tweet the N-word for $1 billion?
100%. How do you want me to spell it?
How about for $20?
No.